church has become an industry. Preachers have become professionals, and it is all for money. Church used to be holy. Preachers used to be men of God. But everything has changed because of the love for money. Churches used to speak the truth. Preachers used to preach Jesus Christ, but then they got perverted. Churches started spreading lies, their own doctrines, to please the people. Preachers started preaching themselves, became famous to attract the following, which in turn makes them rich and famous. Bible translators used to fear God and be careful to accurately translate the scriptures into various languages. Then churches and individuals started selling and promoting their own translations and versions of the Bible with their own commentaries. They perverted the truth to create their own brand of religion for their own benefit and profit. That is why there are so many English versions of the Bible today. The Bible is the best-selling book of all times, and churches and preachers wanted a slice of the profit by selling their special version of the scriptures, not the truth. In order to sell more Bibles and make more profit, Bible publishers, churches, and preachers have elevated the importance of the Bible by calling it the infallible Word of God, causing people to trust in the Bible more than in God. People trust more in the Bible than in the Holy Spirit that was given by God to guide us into all truth. There is no more truth and integrity in the churches. The preachers are hirelings and profiteering professional liars who work for their church and their own profit. Churches have become government-registered and controlled institutions, 501c3 tax-exempt entities, in return for not speaking out against evil practices that are approved by government. Churches will not speak out against immorality, homosexuality, abortions, war, or anything that the government does that is evil. If they do, they risk losing their tax-exempt status. They have sold their souls to the devil for money. Like Judas, they have denied Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Even worse, they are leading multitudes to hell with them. Be warned that if you support the church, you are promoting deception and lies. You are partners to building the kingdom of Satan and taking people to hell. Churches expand their evil deception all over the world. They send out missionaries to spread their false doctrines and make proselytes, converting them into religious proselytes, devotees to the church and not to the truth, followers of the church and not of Jesus Christ. Church has become the highway to hell because not only do they deceive the people, but they persecute the true followers of Jesus Christ. The true followers of Jesus are branded as heretics, backsliders, rebels, dissenters, sectarians. Churches are driven by doctrines of demons and do not have the love of Jesus because they persecute those who do not support them and do not belong to them. You will know them by their fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. The only savior of the world is Jesus Christ. The only words that lead to salvation are His words, His gospel, as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The only way to have eternal life is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, to accept Him and his words, to obey him, repent, stop sinning, be baptized in water for the pardon of your sins, live holy, and sin no more. You have to work out your own salvation. Nobody else can do it for you. No church or other person can do it. It is all between you and Jesus. You have to accept Jesus, bow before him, pray to him, accept him into your life, ask him to pardon your sins, and live your life to please him. If you seek him and obey him, he will reveal himself to you. He will disclose himself to you. He will give his Holy Spirit in and with you to teach and guide you. If you obey him and stay with him until the end of your life, you will have eternal life. Do not be deceived by churches or men and women. Only Jesus can save you. Seek him and follow him only. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.